With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Hello and welcome to this edition of Big Fish Small Pod for Tuesday, November 21st, 2023. And if you are new to the Small Pod, here we like to give you all the information about the Marlins for that particular day all season long in 10 minutes or less. And Marlins fans, I am back again here to give you a new Small Pod on the free agent class and potential target fits for your Miami Marlins. Last episode were catchers. This episode is going to be the infield. Decided to do more on the infield as a whole because it is just a barren place for this free agency class. There are not a lot of top names in the infield market. So it will be better off to do maybe the top players at each position or just a couple players that overall could solidify this Marlins infield. And the first player we are going to discuss comes from the Cleveland Guardians last season, and that is going to be Amed Rosario. You look at Amed Rosario, who had just not the best years last season with the Cleveland Guardians. His slash line fell to 265, 306, 369 over his last 412 trips to the plate. And then when you look at his Statcast metrics, they were not great defensively. They had him at a way below average, 16 runs, negative 16 runs below average at his DRS, which estimated is around negative 11 runs, which really marks him as one of the worst of his career. He fared a bit better with the Dodgers than when he did with the Guardians. You look at him with the Dodgers, his slugging went up, his OPS went up from a 675 with the Guardians to 709 with the Dodgers.
Rosario, fair ball down the line. Both runs are going to score. Rosario hustles in the second. Throw skips away. He'll run to third. 5-1 Dodgers.
6-for-16 since becoming a Dodger.
He was once one of the top prospects in baseball, and this season he will be only entering his age 28 season. So he still has a lot of things to give to the baseball world. Last season, even with those numbers, he still gave up around 15 stolen bases. Home runs went down. Was a guy that could give you close to 15 home runs at one point back in 2019. Before that, he had two straight years of 11 home runs. And for the Marlins, I really like this fit just because it will not cost as much. And with Amed Rosario, it's a guy who can play shortstop. He can even fill in at second base for Luis Arraez. And the Marlins, they need a shortstop badly. I understand Vidal Brujan, but he is not going to be the guy, especially this right now. As of right now, I would not start Vidal Vidal Bruhan as my starting shortstop for the Marlins. I think Ahmed Rosario will be just, I don't want to say that expensive. This is someone that you might have to give 2 years to, maybe the same around range that the Marlins gave Gene Segura, but I will be more obliged to give that type of money to Ahmed Rosario around 2 years, maybe $20 million. You're getting a right-handed infielder that at his peak can give you some plus offense and, you know, modest power and just really great offensive productivity, which otherwise looking at it, really below average for the Marlins. So that's one player I would look at, Ahmed Rosario. The next player is a player that's been linked to the Marlins, it seems like, every year for the last couple of years, whether it's a trade, whether it's he's just going to sign with the Marlins, and that is Justin Turner. Now, I believe 38 years old, 39 going into next season. He's turning 38 in just a couple of days on November 23rd. So happy early birthday to you, Justin Turner, if you're listening to this. But it'd be 39 on his coming up season, and a guy that you may not want to have defensively. It would just be very difficult for him to just maintain that type of defense at his age. And obviously with Jake Berger, who would more than likely eat up all that space, that with Justin Turner, he would have to be the long-term DH for that season. But I believe the Marlins really are a fit. This is a guy who offensively, if you're going to give you home runs, and even to give you offensive productivity, which the Marlins have desperately needed. And you can put him at DH, obviously not the same effect that the Marlins have had with Jorge Soler, but this is a guy that you could put there with DH. You can platoon him at times to third base, and he can also play second and first base. So someone who could cover the entire infield except shortstop, which can help the Marlins look at in the long term. You know, guys may go down, guys may get hurt. And, of course, you're going to have a veteran like Justin Turner who can also help and mentor the other guys. Imagine, you know, Justin Turner just helping out Jake Berger at that position. And you look at Justin Turner last season with the Red Sox, he had a really good year. You look at his year there, he had a 2 WAR according to Baseball Reference, which is really great for a guy who's on that season was 38 years old. He had 23 home runs, the most since 2021. Just really great stuff you see from him at Boston. 800 OPS, his slugging, his highest since 2021. His on-base percentage at .345. He's not going to give you what he used to do with the Dodgers and give you that high batting average and high on-base percentage. The on-base percentage has been going down ever since 2020, 2019 to now last season, .455. But again, someone that can help the Marlins offensively, like Justin Turner, I believe will benefit the team more than it does badly. Again, with the money you're going to give him, again, like the Gene Segura contract a bit, but I think you're better off just giving Justin Turner a one-year deal, maybe around $12, $15 million. And I believe it will be worth it. If anything, things don't work out well for the Marlins, knock on wood, next season, that's someone, again, you can always trade at the deadline and recover some of the money and get some prospect capital. And you look at some of his defensive stuff, his ratings have dipped from above average, just a little bit below when you look at the end of his Dodgers tenures. And then when you go at Boston, you got Rafael Devers manning third base, and he really played designated hitter or first base. So you're not going to pencil him in for 900 whatever innings at third base. So he would most likely be the DH. And the last player, really quickly, left in the middle left, Tim Anderson. Yes, the one time it seemed like one of the best players in baseball back in 2020, seventh in MVP, silver slugging, 2021, 22, and everything went down a hill in 2023. OPS went down, slugging, OBP, both in the 200s, OPS a 582, OPS plus went from 109 in 22 to 60. 60 in 2023. Just one of the biggest fall-offs we've seen in quite a while from Tim Anderson, and a guy who's never going to give you that great a defense. He had really good defense early in his career, 2018, 17, 19, and almost -1 defensive war. And with Tim Anderson, you're going to have, you have to put him maybe on with shortstop there and just make sure that he can get it done. I believe Tim Anderson, again, you can't give him a long-term deal. I believe this is someone, again, he's also 30 years old. A one-year deal might be right for Tim Anderson, just almost like a prove-it deal. We've seen these in like an NBA and NFL. And with Tim Anderson, again, just the metrics have not looked good at all last season. Just an abysmal season for him. He's always been almost a ground ball hitter. We look at last season, it was a personal high for him, around 61%. And he has interest from other teams. We've seen everything that's happened to him, everything with him and Jose Ramirez earlier last season, which might be a factor in his market. But I believe his track record should give him other opportunities with teams. His stat cast was not good. His DRS pegged him 16 runs below average, so not great there. But if the Marlins can relatively get him under $10 million, if they can get him on a one-year, $8 million, $9 million, maybe the most Barnes could possibly do is $11 million. But this is a guy that's also that's going to go out there and prove it. But if you do get that Tim Anderson, that was an all-star, that was an MVP candidate, and you get him from anywhere $8 to $12 million, then that's a home run. That is a signing you make 10 times out of 10.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you're here as in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
And that's going to be my infield targets. Ahmed Rosario, Justin Turner, Tim Anderson. This has been Big Fish, Small Pod. Always go fish.